It's Monday, November 23rd, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. What are IT workers saying about their plans? Microsoft Teams pushes forward and more open. And let's dig into an industry. This is the Business of Tech. That Indeed report from last week? Let's revisit it. Surveying 616 IT professionals who worked in an office and have now switched to full-time remote work. 96% believe working from home is here to stay. 6 in 10 workers would be willing to take a pay cut to work from home. 48% surveyed now have the option to work from home permanently, and 95% said they plan to take their employers up on the offer. 55% of tech workers said if they change jobs, they'll look for one with more flexible or hybrid options, and more than one-third want a permanently remote job. Only 7% want a job that requires them to be in the office full-time. 60% of tech workers plan to look for a new job within the next 12 months for a variety of reasons. Over half of tech workers plan to move in the next 12 months. 42% have already moved because of the ability to work from home. Diversity may be a benefit for the trend. Two-thirds predict a more diverse workforce. But they may not wander too far. 76% believe it's important to remain close to a tech hub. Why do we care? For owners of technology services firms, this is what your employees are saying. You're rebuilding your business. Work from home is different from digital parity, and successful companies will be making the investments in changing the way their operations are implemented. How will you handle reviews, promotions, compensation, team building? What will your office space look like? This is not a temporary change. The world has changed, and you need to be rebuilding for that, and using technology with customers to accomplish this with them. Let's update on Microsoft Teams. The high-profile news is that the product is now free to use for an all-day video call option in a browser, with meetings up to 300 friends and family. Additionally, the new Teams meeting extensions and low-code tools are rolling out, allowing developers to build extensions, some focused on chatbots, right into the platform. Why do we care? Because it's evidence of the platform play. Microsoft is intentionally pushing to get as many people onto Teams as possible to get critical mass for the product to make it invaluable. At the same time, they're making it easy to plug in tools to make the product even more valuable and part of the ecosystem. That's the key word. They're building their ecosystem. Be aware, you, the technology services provider, will not get to control the choices of end users in many ways. You should be prepared for how you are handling the platform choice and what your recommendations are. A nugget of industry-related news. The American Hotel and Lodging Association has released a survey indicating that more than 70% of hoteliers don't expect their business to survive beyond 6 months without federal assistance. More than one-third of hotels will be facing bankruptcy or be forced to sell by the end of 2020. Why do we care? Two reasons. First, when I talk about the fact that I'm concerned about business health into next year, it's because of data like this. Ultimately, technology services providers need customers. If those go away, we have problems. It's about industry research across your customers and then understanding the impact they are feeling. If your customers serve hospitality, you care. And you care to check other industries too. Second, this is the kind of data you want to be looking for. You want to move downstream to your customers and their customers and pay a lot less attention to what those upstream of you are saying. Software vendors will have their opinions, but they matter a lot less than those you serve. PCmatic, endpoint security built on a zero trust philosophy, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. Lightweight, simple to deploy, easy to manage. Find out about PCmatic's unique lead sharing programs for MSPs, backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Together, we bring advanced security solutions combined with more than sales enablement. We bring actual leads. Find out more about PCmatic by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech, and I will talk to you again tomorrow.